You can now listen to Conning the Con ad-free on Apple subscription and buymeacoffee.com/Conning the Con. But that is not all you will find there. I've got two little words for you. Tonka Trilogy. If you know, you know, right? And if you don't, keep listening to Conning the Con and it will all become clear soon enough. And if you want a sneak peek, head over to @ConningTheCon on Instagram and get a look at the lighter side of this, well, very heavy con story. Simply click the subscribe button now on Apple Podcasts for ad-free and bonus content. Or if you aren't an Apple user, head to buymeacoffee.com/ConningTheCon, where on top of that ad-free and bonus content, you can access exclusive videos. You'll find all the links, as always, in the show notes. Have you ever felt that pang of disappointment when you couldn't add a ticket to your collection because it was digital? Or maybe you just lost it? Well, StubForge.com is here to change that. Imagine this: tickets that not only look but feel like the real deal, because each ticket from StubForge is printed on the same quality stock that Ticketmaster uses and printed with genuine ticket printers. It's like holding a piece of the concert, the game, or the show right in your hands. But StubForge isn't just about replacing tickets. With the easy-to-use interactive designer, you can create custom tickets for anything, from concerts to sports games, pregnancy announcements, or parties. Why not make your invitations stand out with tickets that are as unique as your event? And if you're trying to complete a back catalogue of missing tickets, StubForge offers bulk discounts to make it both easy and affordable. With StubForge, you can once more give your loved ones physical tickets and see their eyes light up instantly at the best gift you can give. So whether you're looking to reignite your ticket collection, craft the perfect gift, or send the coolest invites, head over to StubForge.com. Start creating today and see how StubForge makes every ticket a story worth saving. Visit StubForge.com and start making tickets today. Something is creeping in. Don't follow it. Okay. We are back for the last installation of the Tonka Trilogy. It's not a trilogy. It's a bloody marathon.
It is. I can't wait for the ghostwriter to get their hands on it. Anyway, Remind us last episode where we left off.
Well, he had just proceeded to tell us about how his ex-girlfriend had cheated on him because he had gone to jail and then gone overseas for work, and he decided to not take her back and not make her choose him. So that's kind of where we're at. We're
wasn't she already now. Pregnant at that stage, though?
Oh yeah, but you know, he was gonna be okay with that. Oh. And he was gonna let her choose him, but then he decided to not do that.
I should also say that because we're recording this, I think we'll throw the video up onto buymeacoffee.com/conningthecon. So if you do want to see the video version of us, that's on you. But that's where you'll find it. Right. With that, let's crack on.
Hey, last few pages. So the setup we had in place was put into action with my newfound freedom. Both targets have been arrested and sent to New Zealand prisons. The powers to be organised behind the scenes that both targets would end up in the same institution, and I just had to hope that they would end up in the same unit. Well, my case went to court. We found out partway through that the setup side of the operation probably wasn't enough to get me into where I needed to be. So we had to add more charges to ensure I got locked up. Well, that's probably, do you know what? That's probably true in New Zealand court system, because yeah. We have to do a lot of bad stuff to actually go to jail. Otherwise, we'll just give you a little wee
step. That's true.
On the
list. We probably would have just been out on parole, because let's remind ourselves of why he's there. He's been put in prison so that he can get information from two bad guys with different crimes that they're trying to untangle. So he's got all this human trafficking experience and this drug busting experience now that he can
Sarah. Use. And a business experience. He's a businessman.
I wonder if they'll pick up on that when he's in prison, the Milton Hilton, and he rocks up with his laptop open, because they probably allowed laptops in the New Zealand prison, to be fair.
I think I paid for that laptop.
He's still got your laptop.
He still has my laptop. Anyway, side note. Again, I had to look like a real idiot to do this, but as both targets were money related, it was easy to do without causing any harm to anyone. Okay, I love that. Money to him doesn't seem like harm.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying there.
Yeah.
you know, steal some money, whether it was the rental place or I had to do it again. So then I had to go and do the next forgery and, you know, not paying somebody back.
So telling, isn't it? So read that sentence again.
Again, I had to look like a real idiot to do this. But as both targets were money related, it was easy to do without causing any harm to anyone.
That just says it all, doesn't it? Oh, that's
wait,
the most telling
the next sentence.
Or no, this one might be. Okay.
This might be even more. No loss was incurred to any individual and it ensured I would get enough time to complete my infiltration while also allowing me to get an early out if need be. First of all, it did have an impact on people's individuals. There was a Blenheim guy that lost money. I know they didn't pay it back because I was the third victim on the reparations. Mm-hmm. So I never saw a cent from him because he never paid back the two victims previous to me.
Just for context, he went to court and was charged with the crimes, but then was sentenced to pay reparations of, I think, $88,000. Is that right?
No, he owed me that.
Okay. And,
but because the judge, bless his cotton socks, said that technically $25,000 of that was with the alcohol company and that they owed me that, but she would not have a bar of giving me that money back. She went, no, screw you. So they then went, it's actually $63,000, the judge said. And then Andrew then goes to the High Court to actually get it reduced because of hardship on him.
Yeah. Which I think is just
fascinating. Went down to $12,500.
After postulating that he would do anything he could to make it right and get their money back to you. Yeah.
Yeah, especially in the letters I got straight away after court that were like, I will pay every cent back.
So the other podcast that's on cons that I've done is called Clueless the Long Con. That is exactly what Barry Clue, this fraudster, said to every single family member in the restorative justice things. So he was charged with repaying $5 million. He went straight back and appealed it and has to pay zero. Zero.
Well, I'm disgusted.
Isn't it?
He appealed it as well.
He appealed, it's total modus operandi that they say they're going to do it and they're so sorry and I'll do anything to make it better. Meanwhile, I'm lodging an appeal to get my reparations reduced to zero. So that's just the way they act. Yeah, it's not just
a clarification on that. He had already stolen like $15 million, was it?
Yeah. Barry Clue. Yeah. So if you want to check out Clueless, K-L-O-O-G-H-L-E-S-S is the way you look for it and Google it. Because the only good thing that man ever did was give me that brilliant pun Clueless for a title. Otherwise, complete asshole. Anyway, let's go back to this asshole.
Biggest issue with the setup is that New Zealand is small. It's hard to keep anything under wraps and everything needs to look 100% legitimate. It also needs to be very explainable on the outside if ever you run into any of these dickheads again. External scrutiny from friends, extended family, people can really fuck you up. And it can also really impact moving on with normal life as I'm discovering at the moment. So what I'm hearing from him is he's finding his past actions and deceptions and crimes still actually follow him, except when he changes his name. That's what he learned from that story. We have had to leave a few things up and active online to ensure continued success of one of the ongoing operations that I no longer have part in. This will reach its expiry in the mid of 2019. And to be honest, it can't come too soon.
Pause. So I'm guessing that when he's saying that the stories are still up there, he's talking about the Otago Daily Times article that you found about the fraud that he went to jail for. That's what he's saying,
right,
isn't he?
Yes, 100% now.
Yeah, exactly. It's so he's saying, and he's saying on top of that, that it's going to be taken down mid-2019, which is hilarious.
I think you'll find, if you Google Andrew Tonks.
That article's there forever. What if it's not and he's actually, we've been wrong all along. Oh my goodness. Okay. So that's the context for that. Let's head back to see where he's going to go with
it. Oh, no. His next line is, so to backtrack a bit, to set this up, I've had to come into New Zealand under numerous different identities to ensure mission success, but also that I've continued living as New Zealand is my retirement destination of choice.
He's actually planning to retire. That's never going to work. No spy retires where they've been working. I mean, that's like shitting you on your own bed,
surely,
isn't it?
Barbados or Bahamas.
Yeah, exactly.
For this to work, I have to have IRD numbers for each. Some business and work fronts need to be established so that I am working for one business while another version of me is buying and is ready to settle, sit down with someone and tell them my life story.
Oh,
and live happily ever after. Completely lie-free lives. And I almost have that.
Oh my God, Emma, read that again for me. I can't even cope with this.
It gets very messy and I can't wait till this is over because the real me is ready to settle, sit down with someone and tell them my life story and live happily ever after. Completely lie-free lives, and I almost have that.
There's too much to unpack. There's too much to unpack in that. So he's putting himself into 2019 at the time when he's dating you.
Right. Yeah, and he's doing all these business things.
Mm-hmm. And he's also doing his spy mission at the same time and try and have a real relationship with you. Okay.
It gets very messy, as he said, you know, and I can't wait till this is over. I bet he can't wait. I mean, it must have been exhausting for him. So anyway, as this is a real fresh, I can't go into much detail, but the short of it is, same deal as Oz, had to get into out. Same deal as Oz, had to get info out of two different individuals so we could follow the money they had embezzled. Turns out one had a complete dead end and he was the silly man who could see dollar signs and took from hardworking people. The silly man who could see dollar signs and took from hardworking people. Are you writing about yourself?
Also, he's diminishing people that take money from hardworking people by just calling them silly, you know, like downgrading the crime.
Versus someone that's embezzling.
Yeah. Yeah. Silly man.
My name is Cindy Burnett, and each week I interview at least two traditionally published authors on my podcast, Thoughts from a Page. We talk spoiler-free about their books, so you can listen whether you have read the book or not. And then we delve into things that you most likely won't hear about anywhere else. The importance of the cover design, why they included various aspects of the story, personal details about both the books and the author's lives, and so much more. You can find the podcast on every major platform and learn more about it on my website, thoughtsfromapage.com. Thanks so much for checking it out.
True terrors of horror, bizarre happenings, unexplainable events. On our podcast, Disturbed, terror takes center stage. Each episode is a journey into the darkest corners of human existence, delving into bone-chilling tales of kidnappings, serial killers, maniacs, and the very essence of your worst nightmares coming to life on this weekly true horror show. Disturbed is not for the faint of heart. It's an exploration of real, unadulterated horror sourced from everyday people. Each episode is a descent into the macabre, where we narrate stories that will leave you on the edge of your seat and crawling in your skin. We navigate the disturbing narratives that lurk in the shadows, offering a raw and unfiltered listen into the most terrifying aspects of the human experience. Enter at your own risk and let the unsettling tales unfold in the haunting realm of Disturbed. And remember, listeners, stay safe out there.
I was still following his lead on the outside up until recently whilst in Auckland. He's trying to talk about one of his Auckland trips that he'd done.
Oh, so he's slinking it back to real life all the time. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I had to ensure he hadn't hidden funds or given to causes of threat. It is very easy for people to get radicalized on the inside, so sometimes you need to keep the ball rolling on the outside to determine the real threat. Maybe Andrew's been radicalized.
I don't even know what any of that means.
Like being influenced and then pushed They're into like extreme. Okay. No.
But do you know what the word radicalized means?
Mansplain that to you?
No. Andrew Splain. I just didn't get the
what he was saying.
Is he back in jail? Is he out of jail? I'm just confused about
He's out of jail.
All right.
Okay. You're Moving on from radicalized?
Yeah, it might make more sense if you move on. Yeah.
Unfortunately, New Zealand has a terrible underground racism unlike anything I've ever seen anywhere else around the world. It is very concerning, and given current events, some of the individuals I have been sent to investigate could easily have been involved. Okay, so that's him writing around the terrorism stuff. That's disgusting.
Yuck. Yeah. He's alluding back to the 2019 March 15th massacre at two mosques in Christchurch that he was actually part of.
Disgusting.
Yeah. That makes me feel sick inside.
Yeah. The second individual took a bit to crack, but eventually he opened up to me. New Zealand was much easier than Oz, as there was low security, so you were a little bit more time to socialise. Okay, so he is back in prison. He has not made that clear.
I feel like we missed something. Why is he back in prison?
Well, I'm just going to critique his workflow here. I feel like he needs some clarity on this. Anyway, let's see where he's going with this. New Zealand was much easier than Oz, as they were in low security, so you had a lot more time to socialise. The prisons were brutal, though, and there was some extreme violence. I got on well as one big guy tried to take me early on and found out to leave the Aussie guy alone. Oh, this gave me respect and made people open up. I also played rugby against the mongrel mob. This was the biggest form of respect. And unfortunately, I ruptured my Achilles tendon playing one day. The mob carried me off the yard to applause. Has everyone got the visual on this?
Yeah.
The mongrel mob.
Yeah.
Slow clapping him.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, wait, the next line. Oh, I wish he was in New Zealand so they could go get him. Oh.
What's the next line?
Okay, the next two lines. What's rather strange is to me, they live up to their names. Individually, they are fine. As a mob, they are mongrels.
Ridiculous. Inspirational quote of the day.
This is why we laugh so much. Back
oh my
at the
God.
Start.
I just want to put that on a t-shirt and never wear it in New Zealand.
And never wear it in New Zealand. I had to bite my tongue a few times on the inside as there were some real attitudes that needed some adjustments.
Oh right. He's the man to adjust
tough
attitudes.
Guy.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, he's a businessman. He's probably got some skills that he could impart there.
Some empowerment wise words. But it wasn't my place to do so and would have been detrimental to my results. Well, my second target coughed up that all his currency was in Bitcoin.
As soon as
I had this info, oh God, imagine if Andrew did go into Bitcoin, he'd just be disgusting. Ugh.
Oh yeah. This was before the time of those NFTs, which perfect yeah. place to con people.
Yep, absolutely. As soon as I had this info, I was able to get word out via code on the phone again, and the agencies were able to make significant dents in a very, very dark net criminal enterprise. Behind the scenes, the agencies found a loophole to make sure I could get out ASAP. I was out within 6 months again. My poor family to this day think I'm just an idiot. I mean, do I just leave it like that?
Full stop.
Full stop. Yes, they probably do. I can't wait till I share more specific details with them. And ideally hope it is still when they can understand and remember what I'm talking about. Oh, wait. So it's like he's saying they've got Alzheimer's. Like they're so old.
They've got dementia. I hope they can understand the bullshit that I'm feeding them. Puree it up, put it on a little spoon because they're all so old.
Let me just come back. And ideally hope it is still when they can understand and remember what I'm talking about so they can pass on with their knowledge. Their son was working for people's safety the entire time and wasn't just a dick.
Did he say I wasn't just a dick?
And wasn't just a dick, yeah.
So the funny thing is the language that he uses is always downplaying the crime. So, you know, even if it was true, the worst that people could think of him is that he was a dick,
just a dick.
Or a silly man for those crimes. Like that's how he equates it. It's interesting.
Mm-hmm. All right. Current job?
What's that going to be?
So after all this, I moved on with life. I found it hard in New Zealand to blend my cover and my real life. And my current partner was very tough. This is me. Just in case the readers didn't realise, I'm very tough. It has been great to get to be open with her, but also very hard to not tell her mission-specific things. This is just examples of the iceberg, and I think it would take full clearance to explain the big picture even further. And I honestly think this will need to take place in the agencies to give it its full weight.
Oh, great. My God.
So I get to go to, where? I don't know, I'm just thinking FBI in America, the Australian Federal Agency.
I do think if you were in Andrew's position and you had this big, like, dark cloud hanging over your personality that your family believed. I love the fact that he thinks that you would lead by telling the girlfriend that you've met for 6 months rather than lifting the cloud of lies on your parents. Like, his whole family is still, you know, thinking that he's a dirty ass criminal, but yet he's told you first that he's not.
Wait, I've got an idea. What if this is actually part three of the trilogy and they all have a version of his story? So they have the mother and the father have their own Tonka trilogy, one of them.
Yes.
And the sister has another version of the trilogy.
What about if Nick's got one from when he's died?
It's no longer a trilogy.
True.
Nick would have told us if he had one. Carl, they would have passed them over and given them to us.
Listen, if anybody's got any of their own versions of the Tonka trilogy, please immediately send it.
Are we ready for the next bit? We're getting close to the end. Let's do this.
Okay, buckle up.
I also struggle massively to trust people these days, given what I've seen.
It's fair enough.
So hard on him. Yeah. It's also hard to trust authority to do what is right from time to time. You know what? I hear you on that, Andrew. I really struggle to trust authority, justice system, police force, you know. An unfortunate byproduct of making everything look so real is that it often needs to be real for a period. And that then means if someone, for example, a dickhead business broker or a concerned extended family member starts calling around or you get pulled over by the cops, you have to very quickly remember what role you need to be in at the time and for any future work. That's important, right? He's trying to figure out who he's trying to be. Literally, that's what he's working on.
Yeah.
Who am I trying to be today? Every time anything happens, you need to consider if there is operational advantage or disadvantage.
Yeah. It's a window into his mind right now, isn't it? Because it's that, is there a utility for this person to me or not?
Yeah. And who am I to this person? What role am I playing?
What lies have I already told that I need to keep up that story of? What lies have I told already?
The one good thing with my line of work is that unless I must disarm or situation, I'm completely incognito. He was never carrying a firearm. No one could ever connect the dots, and it was specifically set up that way to ensure I can retire. My current job has been tough. It is an observational role with a very imminent risk. I have been given authority to immobilize targets if a threat is deemed too high. It has also been tough mentally, as I believe some of the above has caused issues in my personal life, and that can make it hard to focus.
Oh my God.
It is hard when people do bad things to you, and for a greater good, you need to let it slide or prioritize.
That's not a message about him. That's a message to you. So read that line again.
It is hard when people do bad things to you, and for the greater good, you need to let it slide.
Yeah, that's just a message to you.
100%. You don't get me, I'm going to let it slide, or I'm going to prioritize and come back and get you.
Yeah.
So in the last 7 days, I have been in three countries in observational following leads. Okay, let's set the scene here. This is when he was saying he'd gone overseas. He'd left and fled New Zealand by that point. At that stage, we'd had a border security alert out if he left the country. And unfortunately, we didn't have the arrest warrant till like a week after. Like that is how close it was, but it was still like tick, tick, slowly moving through. So at that point, he had escaped to Australia.
We knew that he was not in New Zealand. We didn't know where he was.
It felt better he'd left the country, but still. And he was saying he was being close to you at one point, right? And that he was like, I could just stop him for a visit to Sarah. I'm closer to her on the side of the world. I'm like,
I know. And also that's just like an underlying little threat as well. If you are onto me, I'm saying this as I'm Andrew, if you are onto me, I'm going to just stick a little dig in there just to make everybody feel a little bit unsafe.
Yeah. And he did that. He did that in moments through that time, where whether it be a dig at our brother, where he's like, I know people in town that he lives, and then remember in the bank when it was just him and I there, and he's like, you shouldn't do stuff like that, I know people that can take your kids away, basically. And it was just like this feeling of, you know, disgust, absolute disgust that he could say that and manipulate. Just a psycho.
Like, everything's so loaded, isn't it? This whole thing is just every sentence when you reframe it is so loaded.
So in the last 7 days, I have been in three countries on observational following leads. A couple pre-Anzac Day required arrest, thank God, and not immobilisation, but one was very close. I've been posted as a piss-stained street bum, another good cover, and still one often favorite. Used by lots of agencies. So don't give those guys too much shit. You just never know. Who's giving them too much shit? I mean, you're a wanker if you are in the first place,
Exactly.
I spent 12 hours passed out, in inverted commas, under a blanket on a busy street watching and listening to a bug in a well-known building of interest. First of all, why are you not in the van that's got the like security stuff there that has the direct line to it? You don't need to be in the piss-soaked clothing. They've got blackout vans. You've seen CSI. Just...
I've never seen a movie where it's just a homeless man in piss-soaked clothing. Like, I've never seen that movie.
For 12 hours?
Yeah, 12 hours. Oh,
does
God.
He get a toilet break? too late, I've gone. I was on the street for immediate response if need be. A heavy armed unit was a block away in a private garage, and a surveillance team was 1 kilometre away with eyes on me and the building. From one
Hold on. That's some great eyesight. A kilometre away and they can see him.
A person of interest entered the building and then left in a mass group a few hours later. He considerably changed his appearance and was carrying a bag. Given the threat of Anzac Day retaliations, a call was made to stop the person of interest. He made obvious attempts to slip tails and avoid detection. Once out of sight from the building, this drunk bum, me, had to test out my new hip. Of course, he had a hip replacement as well.
Right. In real life, he'd just had a hip replacement 4 weeks before this. Oh, no.
Not 4 weeks, 9 months by that point. But, you know, he had hot footed approximately 1 kilometre along a parallel street to the person of interest. I had a slip. Okay, this is even better. This is like his Batman moment.
Goes into a telephone box.
Yeah. I had to slip out of my bum-like clothing undetected in a laneway and get to the top of the intersecting street to resume the tail under a different identity to the bum. The morning jogger was brought out and I literally bumped into our suspect on the corner. Pretending to be distracted by my headphone communication link, I was able to confirm that the bag contained some hard devices of unknown origin. I mean, dude, if it's a bomb, I'm pretty sure that you wouldn't be like, let's knock it over and just see what happens, mate.
Exactly.
Given the history of this group and location, it was enough to put the heavy lads into action. It was found the bag contained enough equipment to create an improvised explosive device. Although not ready, the lad is still being questioned to date. I mean, that's a long time being questioned. It's 3 years.
It is. Yeah. I love that he brought out the piss-soaked runner.
He loves that guy. Loves that guy.
We should also explain Anzac Day for people who aren't from Australia or New Zealand. It is a remembrance day for commemorating all of the service of all veterans who served in any wars or peacekeeping for the country. So that's Anzac Day, just for context.
You want the last paragraph? It is the last paragraph.
It's really the last paragraph.
Actually a thing. I'm doing the last paragraph. I'm not sure if it's worth it. You can do the judge.
Okay. How's it going to tie it all together?
We had three similar situations in the past 3 days because he's over in Australia. This is all happening to him right now. I had to completely shave my beard to be able to follow members of the same group as mentioned above just yesterday. So that's going to give him enough of identity change. By shaving his beard off, his goatee, the hideous goatee.
That is the equivalent of Clark Kent taking off his glasses Superman. And becoming Superman.
I'm looking forward to that growing back. Nobody is looking forward to that growing back.
All goatees should be banned.
There is nothing romantic about what we do. It gives you a terrible insight into the world and it worries me. But I guess, even though I can never tell anyone, he's just telling me and the whole world. I like to think one day I will do something that helps a lot of people. What would it be? How does he come back from what he's done?
Was that the full stop? Was that the end of it?
No, that would have been a real cliffhanger. Okay, so I'll go back there then. But I guess even though I can never tell anyone, I like to think one day I'll do something that helps a lot of people. And I hope one day that story can be told to people who have loved me over the years. Oh, they know the story now. They know. And one day I hope I can retire happily with a beautiful woman who knows everything about me more than anyone ever. And we can live a life as it should be lived, knowing someone else is doing exactly what I'm doing now. Kiss, kiss.
No, not kiss, kiss.
There's some X's at the end.
Oh, my God. How do you feel?
100%. I'm going to burn this script tonight. It's 25 degrees out. It's boiling hot in New Zealand, and I don't care. We're starting a fire.
That's the best way. I love it. Oh, okay. Well,
I actually feel a bit sick in my tummy. So what really gets me is that there are so many more people out there doing it. And we could, the messages we used to get when the podcast first was released, and we still get them now, people saying, oh my goodness, I've had a similar story. This is my story in a slight different lens without the Tonka trilogy usually. No one's had that. But it's just horrifying the amount of, yeah, men behaving badly because there's not as many women.
If you feel like you're living in somebody else's reality and it's too good to be true, then check in with yourself and give yourself space from it.
And choose your life over anybody else's. That's the bit that I always look back at. And it's like, as women, we get these lives that keep getting molded by others. And actually, choose what you want to do. That'll actually be the biggest dictator of if it doesn't feel right. If someone's not in alignment with that, there's your red flag. It's been I'm not sure if pleasure is the right word talking about this, but definitely cathartic again. And there will be an episode as things unfold with where is he at coming up in the future. But right now, what we need from all the listeners is to keep sharing the Connie and the Con story. The reviews we've had we've actually had hundreds of reviews. Like
hundreds. I know. We're almost at 1,000 5-star reviews.
What?
Yeah.
That's insane. Isn't that
cool? I know. Yeah.
Oh my God. And we've had our 2-year podcast anniversary and we've hit the top 0.5% of podcasts ever made. It is incredible with millions of downloads. And I think this is the bit that I know the story is crazy, but there's some really good lessons and I'm proud of what we've created and we still want more people to listen to it. So please spread the word. Thank you for all people that have done the buy me a coffee or done the ad-free listens. That makes a big difference to us because this is a lot of time, a lot of energy and emotions to put this out there. And we just really appreciate the fact that you have recognized the effort and the storytelling that, you know, Sarah has really worked so tirelessly at behind the scenes. And I'm forever proud of the quality of work that she's been doing. So that's just my little wee piece of thank you.
No, I mean, do you know what I'm loving?
Crazy story.
I'm loving that we are back together again where it all started. It's kind of making these podcasts, Connie the Con, Clueless Long Con and Stop the Killing and Guilty Greenie. It's all bittersweet because it came out of this experience of my little sister being conned and having to fumble my way through working out how to put a podcast together. And I'm really so proud of how she's made, you know, lemonade out of those lemons. And that sounds very cheesy, but I'm excited because we're going to be working together again on something a lot more positive with your new podcast, Dear Stressed. So stay tuned, people. And for the last time on the Tonka Trilogies, we
are going dark.
Something is creeping in, don't follow it down.
Dive into the heart of crime with Foul Play Crime Series. Immerse yourself in the most perplexing cases where each twist and turn is more baffling than the last. With riveting storytelling and detailed analysis, Foul Play brings the unsolved and unexplained to life, captivating your imagination. Listen to Foul Play Crime Series now, where every story is a puzzle waiting to be solved.
Hi, this is Amy and Vanessa from She Goes by Jane, where we shine light on the stories of missing and unidentified women. On November 7th, we're sharing Nahida's story for the first time in a podcast. And this is a story that I thought I knew, but after reading police reports, became more complicated than I thought. When investigators are called to Nahida Khatib's house, everything looks fine. Her purse is on the kitchen table, her cup of coffee is on the counter, and her two-year-old niece is in her playpen. The only thing amiss? Nahida is missing.
Every week, we feature a poem written in honor of the person we're talking about. This week, we're joined by one of our favorite actresses. You might know her from Sister Act or King of the Hill or The Descendants. But if you're like us, you'll know her from Hocus Pocus. She's the much-beloved Kathy Najimy. Join us November 7th to hear Nahida's story.